see if you understand. Who one thing and see if you understand. One make them a talk about me ambition. So one make who them a talk about me ambition.
Yo. Check, check.
Yo.
Ladies and gentlemen. Listeners from all around the world. We are the Unselects. Thank you for joining us today. Lovely Sunday. I'm Sean Solo.
This is Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgic.
This is Steffi Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking drone.
Yeah. And this is episode 60. Mambo 65.
Yeah.
Episode 65. First off, I want to shout out everybody at Anchor App, yes. iTunes, Spotify, IG Live.
Yep.
Everybody. What's up, everybody?
What's up? Yeah. Welcome back.
First off, real quick, how was everybody's week?
Mine was pretty chill. I mean, mine was good. I went ice skating with the bae.
Nice.
That was really, really, really fun.
I mean, yeah.
Did anybody?
I take it that you didn't break any kneecaps.
Yeah.
I did a quick Kaepernick, but a quick Damn. Kaepernick, but that's about it. I mean,
he kept going to his knee, and everybody's like, "Oh, he's so great."
Peaceful protest, you know,
for the culture.
yeah, we had a blast. We went with her sister's coworkers,
nice.
And I believe her friend named Marilyn. She came through, but she chickened out.
Oh,
she said, "Oh, I'm gonna go," but then as soon as we got there, I'll sit out.
See, that would have been me.
Yes, I'm calling you out, Marilyn. Yeah. But it was fun. You guys should go. I mean, yeah, it's still the season.
So. While we can.
Yes. It's fun.
Fair. I want to go.
I mean, I think it's only like what, $20?
Yeah, dude, ice skating is pretty cheap. Yeah. It's just like buying, just rent your shoes.
I went to Bryant Park.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Random little park then.
And they got ice. How they manage that?
It was pretty. It was not that cold outside, so I'm surprised.
It's like an indoor thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so they keep it tempered and.
All right.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
It was fun. We was skating around the whole thing. We was there for like a good hour, I think. So it was fun. Real fun.
Nice. What about you, Sean?
Oh, well, week was pretty cool. I went to go see Vince Staples.
Nice.
At the Hamstown Ballroom. Dope ass show, man.
He does. I've been to a Vince Staples concert. He does know how to put on a good performance.
Yeah.
After that last album, I would have wanted to go.
Yo.
I gotta listen to him, man. Damn.
Oh, that album. FM.
Yeah, he performed outside in front. Yo, like, everybody was doing mosh pits. It was like a big-ass mosh pit. Everybody was just jumping around. Your boy Buddy? Killed it, man. Like, I was like, yo.
It seemed like he on every ticket, every show that's around here, he's gonna open up for him. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So. More power to him until he get what is it?
Until he get headline his own show.
I was gonna say it's good to like see his show now before if he gets like really big. Let's say if he gets to like Madison Square Garden, and then
exactly.
It's like,
Now I'm not paying for you. Like,
right? But it was dope, man. After the first act, some girl like had a seizure.
Wow!
Like, and then her friends like. I guess like her friends had left her alone, and then like next thing you know, she just dropped.
Party foul.
It's like, call 911.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Like the dude from Rocky, down the towel. You know, it was kind of like that. but you know, other than that, it was a great concert. They did a Mac tribute.
Nice.
Mac Miller tribute at the end.
That's nice.
Shit. Hit me kind of. But other than that, yeah, good week for me.
My week wasn't all that spectacular. I mean, going to work, coming off a 3-day weekend is very sleepy. But it was easy, kind of. It was kind of like a drowsy week for everybody. Like, nobody was really rushing. rushing to do much of anything until Friday, which pissed everybody off. So it was like, it was all right week. I can't really complain about it.
Yeah, my week was pretty pretty cool. I watched the Umbrella Academy on Netflix this week. You know, it actually only took like 3, maybe 4 days.
3.5 days.
Yeah, 3.5 days. It's like, it keeps you. You know, usually we'll start watching something at around like 11, 10, 11, and, you know, watch it until you fall asleep. We would have to literally turn the show off because we was not getting sleepy. This was not helping us. There was no progression of our tiredness. Yeah. Like, every time the new episode would come on, it's like 5 seconds. Are we going to watch it? Fuck it.
that's a good show.
You know what it felt like? I've read books to where I was like, okay, one more chapter. One more chapter. It felt like that. It felt exactly like that. And then I didn't know. Okay. I don't know how many of y'all listen to rock music or even in high school. Like, My Chemical Romance?
Yeah.
Lead singer?
Oh, okay, wait. I'm thinking of like Good Charlotte. No.
No, not Good Charlotte. My Chemical Romance. Mm-hmm. Black Hair.
Yeah.
Anyway, the lead singer, he's the one that made the graphic novel.
Oh.
He's the one behind it. He's the mastermind behind this. So there was like, My Chemical Romance inspired the Umbrella Academy and all this other stuff. I was like, oh shit, I can see it.
Yeah, I can see the connection now.
Certain issues with bandmates and stuff, you know. Like, it was all about their relationship and how they had certain issues and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see a lot of different inspirations in there. You know, it really gives you an X-Men feel because, you know, it's one academy, one British dude like leading them all. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's really dope. It takes some turns that you wouldn't expect. But because of the Umbrella Academy, my week was pretty damn good. So, you know, all right. Reviews for season 2, maybe.
All right, so let's get into this shit.
He lied.
Oh, boy. I didn't want to believe it.
I had a feeling.
We owed it.
Oh man,
I had a feeling.
I thought it smelled fishy. You know, like when we was talking about it, I'm like, yo, I don't know. It's that weird, but thoughts and prayers. You know,
right? Yeah. Because I don't know if you guys watched the full ABC interview.
I didn't.
Nah.
Like, his certain questions she asked, like, you know, why did it take you so long to call the police? And he's just like, yeah, you know, as a gay black man, you know, there's pride, you know, and I'm a strong gay black man. So, you know, we're not into like calling the police right away. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, what does it have to be in gay and pride have to do with you being attacked and calling the police? You have to like
call the police.
Like, and then his body language is just a little off, you know what I'm saying? And you know, they always say, like, you're never supposed to believe what actors say sometimes.
Because they're actors. And that's, and like, from, well played. Like, after it came out that he was lying about it and that it was all staged, I saw the interview. And, you know, I didn't watch the whole thing, but the entire time, I'm looking at him, I'm like, yo, this look like a role. You know? It looked like he's really trying to play his best role possible. But it's like, Jesus, bro. Like, why?
And it's like, there's a certain things. When I first heard about the story, it kind of put up a red flag for me. Because it's like, all right, your so-called got attacked. Mm. You knew that you had a noose around your neck.
It's negative 20 degrees outside.
Why'd you walk around with the noose around your neck for 40 minutes? Why'd you do that? That don't sound like kind of.
He needed some eyes. He needed some people to see it. Like, is that Jesse Smollett? Is that a noose around his neck? Like, yeah, I just attacked. Yeah, watch. Look out for me on ABC.
Right. And then what criminal walks around with bleach?
Yeah. Like, that was my question. It's like, where were they? They was in Chicago, right?
Yes. Chicago. 2 o'clock in the morning.
So how many people at all are walking around with bleach and rope at freaking 2 o'clock in the morning.
And MAGA hats.
Yeah, and in Chicago.
That honestly, okay. The skeptical part of me was like, this happened in Chicago. You were walking around, the superstar that you are, by yourself in Chicago.
And yeah. This is what happened. You know? It's like, not that you got shot, you know? Not that you stumbled across O Block or, you know, 300 Block, you know?
300? Yeah. Oh, man, goddamn.
But somebody just ran up on you and was like, ah, fuck you, nigger, and poured some bleach on you and threw a noose around your neck and... Like, it just seems so far-fetched. The way that you're describing that attack, it seems like it was random. Yet, you're Jussie Smollett, so we know it's not random. But I don't think anybody's going to stake you out just to...
Oh, yeah, that's him! Bleach
on you. Right, like, it's... But yeah, but like, and then, you know what the crazy thing is? Right? So they show, in the interview, right? They show the people, the so-called... You know, criminals, and he's like, she was like, "Well, are these the two people that attacked you?" And he's like, "Yes, I know it's them because I could point them out. I seen them. Only thing I could see was just eyes and a mask, but I know it's them. But if you look at the picture, it's like two dark figures, like literally look like two ghosts in a picture. So it's like, how can you identify them as the criminals?" And then when the police asked you for the text and all that shit, you refused.
Wow.
So you're not cooperating with the police.
He told the mirrors, he told know? The police but, to turn off their body cam when they got there.
Yeah.
But so. Even making matters even worse, when he first said something about it, it was about, he said it was two white men.
Yeah.
He said it was two white men. And then when the police actually arrested him, it was two black men. Mm-hmm. So right there... It's a big red flag. Like, I'm sorry, you're a proud black man and you're scared to call the police, but now two black men get arrested for pouring bleach on you, putting a noose around your neck, you know? It's like, that's why when we first brought it up, it's like, yo, was it a homophobic attack or was it a racial attack, you know? And yeah. it had hints of both, but it seems both, yeah. like, it just seemed like, the perfect storm for the black gay actor, you know?
Right.
I don't know, man.
Like, my biggest thing about it and the main reason why I didn't want to talk about it was because I was like, yo, this can't be true. This can't be true. Because for you being a proud gay black man, then the number one thing you should know is that there are people like you that this happens to almost all the time, every day. People are getting killed for this thing. And now you're doing this, lying about it. So now when people actually try to come forward, are they going to believe them?
Probably not. Because now it kind of sets those people, like people who do get attacked, kind of sets them back. Because like now they think twice, like, I don't know. I mean, that whole Jussie Smollett thing, you know.
What the fuck? Like, and then me, yeah. if I was in their shoes, I'd be like, what the fuck does he have to do with me? I actually am cooperating with you.
Yeah. People are ignorant like that. People are ignorant.
I know
yeah,
people
right.
are, you know what, but that's what pisses me off. Right.
You know what, though? Mm-hmm. I don't know if this case will affect somebody who has gotten attacked. I mean, I know it could, but just more or less, you look at this, and it is just so dumb. Like, it's just so dumb. Like, why? What does he stand to gain from getting attacked? And the only thing that I could think of is, like, notoriety. People just know that you got attacked. And, you know, a lot of this whole victim culture, people stand up for you and just support you just because you're a victim. Mm-hmm. And I guess he really wanted to be a victim to both a racial attack and a gay attack, so now he has the combined forces of gay people and black people all always supporting him and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yo, you got up on stage and called yourself the gay Tupac. After this, it's like, who gets beat up and attacked and then calls themselves the gay Tupac. It's
like no.
Nah.
Right then is the first time that I felt fishy about it. Because, I mean, like, somebody say they got attacked and there's hardly anything to question. Dude's in the hospital. But now, it's like freaking Tupac?
Come on. I don't mean to laugh, but the first time he told me that, I didn't even, like, entertain it. I just looked at him and just kept on with the fuck I was doing.
What is this thing about naming yourself? I'm Tupac. The next Tupac. I'm the Tupac.
Because Tupac was one of the most influential and one of the most, what he represented, gangster, right? Mm-hmm. And not gangster as far as, you know, criminal gangster, but gangster as far as, you can't break me. Right. This is who I am. This is what I stand for. You'll never be able to break me, to break my integrity, to break my dignity, whatever, you know? And people get that twisted. So when you hear, like, Tekashi 6ix9ine talk about he's the next Tupac and stuff like
and
that,
it's like
y'all have no idea. Like, y'all have no idea what this is about.
Yeah,
now you got Jussie Smollett.
I'm the gay Tupac.
I'm the gay Tupac. What? No. We already got a regular Tupac, and he had a nose ring. That's as gay as I want my Tupac.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah,
have a nose
like,
ring, and you know,
yeah, he was a backup dancer. Like, it's all good. Like, no, we're good. Stop it, Jussie.
I feel like he needs help, and you know, and then the other thing, like, really, really, like, set like the bar really high and gave another bunch of red flags was like with Taraji P. Henson. Like, right after shit happened, she tweeted, like, Jussie got attacked. Go stream his album now.
Yes.
Who said that?
Taraji P. Henson.
Taraji P. Henson.
Wow. And then one of the videos that he, one of the music videos, there was a guy with a noose on his neck.
The album cover, yeah.
Wow.
So he planned this?
It sounds like it.
Yes. It's like, yeah.
Obviously, he planned it, but he planned it like.
It was like premeditated, yeah.
Like, he was like, you know what? I'm going to drop my album. And then after I drop my album, I'm going to go act like I got attacked by a bunch of white dudes and shit. And then they're going to see me with the noose in the hospital. But then they're going to look at my album and see me with the noose there. Sales. And then somebody, you know, one of them little ass kisses talking about some, oh, yeah, it's great. You know, I don't see how it would work.
Maybe.
Just to see how it wouldn't work.
Maybe this could be a new storyline for Empire or something like that.
Hell no.
They already cut his role. They cut his role.
He said he won't be on the last two episodes of the season.
Okay. They minimized his role that he still was shooting for, and everything else, they getting him out. Like, they might replace him. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Yeah, they might pull an Aunt Viv. I'm sorry.
But see, you know what? Make the even...
I'm going upstairs now.
Jussie going up the elevator, and he's not coming back down.
But you know what?
To make
matters even worse, like, when somebody plays victim, you have a lot of people who will defend you to, like, the death. And I saw that even worse with, like, after it came out that he was lying about it. So people start posting up pictures. Oh, Taraji get paid $175,000 per episode on Empire. Terrence Howard's get paid $175,000 per episode on Empire. Jussie Smollett get paid $20,000. Yeah, $20,000 per episode.
Wait, how much?
Which is not.
I'm sorry. Not, how much was Taraji in?
$175,000.
Because it's Taraji. But how much? How much is Terrence?
$175,000.
Because it's Terrence.
this is what I said. I'm like, okay. Like,
if you had an issue with his salary, then you can talk about that without making controversy. Case in point, Tracee Ellis Ross. There was a. I believe that it wasn't just a rumor. She had an issue with her salary, but she wasn't making a big deal about it. But she also said, I'm not going to do the same amount of scenes as I was doing before until you up my salary. And she wasn't in a whole lot of scenes in Black-ish for a while. Mm-hmm. And I think they fixed that. I could be wrong. Y'all could correct me. But that was an issue. She didn't say, oh, I'm over here. No, she just kept on with her money. She was like, look, I'm not getting paid, but I think I should be getting paid here. So I'm going to go off and I'm going to still do this, but I'm going to go off and do my own thing right now. Mm-hmm. That's all you had to do.
That's a smart, very smart thing, mature thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It is.
And I mean, like, there's a way that you handle things, you know? If you have a job, you know, let's say you're an actor or actress, and you are getting paid what you want, but this is your top role that you've ever had. There's ways that you can negotiate this, especially if you're doing a good job on your role.
Exactly.
Like, Jussie Smollett, if he came out and said, yo, I'm not getting paid enough, there's a little contract discrepancy that we need to get fixed and stuff like that, I'm sure that you would have got a lot more people on your side like that than, you know, playing victim. I mean, just to move it forward a little bit, everybody, go to Jussie. But, I've seen people make the offenders the victims in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people's defense for Bill Cosby and R. Kelly has always been that they are the victims of something bigger, you know? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Like, somebody was on my Facebook page. We all know that R. Kelly got arrested. He turned himself into Chicago PD. Mm-hmm. So now he's going to be facing this charge. He has 10 counts of sexual abuse that he's facing, stemming from 1998 to 2010,
I believe.
They said the youngest was 13.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And the prosecutor or one of the lawyers actually found a new piece of evidence where he says he has a videotape of R. Kelly clearly having sex with a 14-year-old girl, and numerous times in the video, he says, you want me to blank that 14-year-old blank.
Wow.
You know, and said that about 6 times in the video. Both of them.
Jesus Christ.
Now, we all see exactly what R. Kelly, we know that this isn't the first time R. Kelly has done this. He's been questioned and accused of this too many times for me to give him any benefit of the doubt.
Well over 20 years.
Exactly. Right. Now, this dude is on my page talking about some, oh, well, you know, like, they just trying to throw another black man in jail and, you know, all of this and all of these women, what took them 20 years to do that and stuff like that. It's like, yo, you really trying to make this monster a victim. Right, like, right. I don't get it.
Like, you're really trying to justify his actions. It's like, you got it all fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get it.
Fucking ridiculous.
I mean, it's like, and even if they're not justifying his actions, they're trying to say, you know, you should question everything. And you know what? It's fine to question everything. I do question everything. I'm skeptical of almost everything that I hear, you know? If it doesn't sound believable, then I'm skeptical.
He really is, though.
That's it. I got trust issues. But anyway, it's like, in this case, come on. This is like asking me if Dave Chappelle smokes weed. Hell yeah, he smokes weed. I've never seen him do it, but he talks about it
enough.
He sure got the symptoms, you know? Obama lips is black as hell. I think he smokes. Boy, go ahead.
He might. I thought.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he might still do. Anyway.
Just love to smoke.
First of all, for those people who say, "Oh, it's just another black man they're trying to put in jail." This is a black man that needs to go to jail. Number one.
Yes.
Two.
Yes.
For all those people saying, "Oh, this is another black man who they trying to put in jail," and, oh, what about the system, da, 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 and everything? And then saying, oh, it took them this amount of years to convict and da, 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 da. If you know for one, on one hand, that the system is jacked up, But then you want to say, oh, it took so long for this time and the third to happen and da da da. I got the other answer for you. The system is fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The system is fucked up because, believe me, I'm pretty sure that last time he went to court, he would have been in jail and he would have been rotten in jail right now.
Yeah, yeah. He should have been. He should have been. Everybody like who watched that video, I never watched it, you know, but everybody who watched that video said, yeah, that's definitely him.
Right. You know, I have to say
that. The Boondocks made fun of this nigga for that shit.
Yeah. Like Dave Chappelle said, like, yo, if, in order for us to convict him, we gonna need him to see identification card of the chick, and this nigga need to hold the newspaper of the date, like stuff like that. And it, right. It was a joke, but it's
the truth.
It was true. It's like, yo, with somebody like that, you gotta catch him dead to rights. You gotta catch exact video proof, undeniable evidence. You know
which. What was in the video?
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, I don't know, just like the jury or the judge just overlooked the whole shit. And just like, well, I mean, you know, Bump and Grind is my favorite song.
Ain't nothing wrong.
You know, yeah. It's the remix to it. Come on, man. That's what it seemed like.
Like, could you stand on the table and do that dance again?
All right, he's fine. Get him out of here.
But yeah, I mean, like. Like that.
No,
that victim culture is dangerous, man. It's dangerous because.
Please elaborate what you're trying to say.
On what, as far as
victim culture?
The victim culture. When I say victim culture, I don't mean the people who actually are victims of, you know, cruelty or violence or abuse, things like that. A lot of people do get abused and they don't talk about it. And, you know, that's wrong. But what I mean by victim culture, I'm saying people who will fuck with people and then act like they were done wrong.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I saw a video. Right. I saw a video. Now, the video starts in the middle of the argument, but it is a white dude in an argument with a black woman. Mm-hmm. Now the black woman is at her car. It looked like they're coming out of a supermarket or something.
Yes.
So the black woman is at her car, and this white dude is in her face, screaming at her. This, that, and the third. So a black dude walks up.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Black dude walks up, and he's like, "Yo, back up out of her face!
Right.
Back up out of her face! This is a pregnant woman, and you sitting here screaming in her face.
Yes.
Like, what's going on?" And he's talking all of this shit. The white dude's talking all of this shit. And the dude, he pulls out his gun. Now, this is in Florida. Right. He doesn't point the gun at him or anything. He's like, yo, go on your way. You're not going to attack anybody here. You're making me feel threatened. You're making her feel threatened. It's like, put that gun away. It's like, no. This is... He starts trying to tell other people, he has a gun, he has a gun.
Yeah,
and a lot of other people talking about, so what? It's legal.
Right.
Like, this is Florida. Like, this, it's legal.
Okay,
so,
and?
this white dude is so livid, just pissed off, right? And he swings at the black dude, hits him in, like, his stomach. Black dude immediately cracks him right across the jaw.
Oh, my God.
He hit me. I'm suing. Call the police.
It's all like, on video, too.
Exactly. Yeah, all of it. Black dude pointed out, it's like, yo, they videoing right there. You look.
And the person recording was like, yeah, I got you. Like.
And then you start acting out even more.
Exactly.
Yes.
Wow.
And now it's like, yo, shut the fuck up. Like, me personally, had I been there, and dude hit me, and I hit him back, and now he's acting like a damn victim, I probably would have went to jail. Because I would have fucked him up.
I would have hit him.
He was like, nope.
Oh
no.
My gosh. This
that bitch
almost,
ass
I give you something to cry about.
Face? Nope. I'm going to go to jail for more than that. Excuse me.
Like, yo, that nothing irks me more than somebody completely lying just trying to get people on their side. You know?
Off of his and privilege. Like,
exactly.
He's using his privilege to get away
I've
with
seen it
like.
Before. And like,
it's like a child. It's like you the fact that you didn't get your way, so now you're throwing an even bigger
exactly.
tantrum.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm gonna give you something to cry about.
Right?
Exactly.
Oh my God. I have never understood that statement more than now.
Exactly. It's like, yo, it's like the kid that runs to the teacher. Oh, he hit me. Oh, why'd you hit him? Because he just spit in my face and hit me first. Like, right. Of course I'm going to hit him. Yeah. Like, you know, I can't stand that shit. It's dangerous. And I've even heard people defend freaking 40 fuck over that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, people would say, oh, well, people just treat him like that because, you know, it's wrong to be successful in America and shit like
that. I'm sorry, what?
What? Yeah.
Define success.
Exactly. not being hated by the country that elected you. Not being hated by the country that elected you would be success. Being hated by the country that didn't elect you, that is a failure.
Yo.
But I mean,
it is a dangerous thing.
Fuck victim culture. Sanders 2020. I think we got a little bit of fuck shit. Mm-hmm. All right,
that's what you call a little bit of fuck
shit? A little bit of fuck shit. So, in case you guys don't know,
get ready, y'all.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has just been charged with soliciting prostitution. Mm-hmm. Right?
Jesus
Christ. Now I don't know all of the details, but I do know that he paid $59 for a piece of poon.
Wow.
Now,
okay. Well, yeah.
Now, let me just say this: you don't get to $59 as like without haggling. She was like 75. He was like, all right, 50. It's like, no, 75. Come on, 55. All right, 65. No, 54. How you go down? 56.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
First of all, you cheap bastard. Didn't they just win a Super Bowl?
Yes. I mean, like, let's keep it G. This guy is a freaking multimillionaire, if not a billionaire.
Right.
And he has freaking, like, you own a football team, and you're a majority owner. You have at least like $1 billion. Like, a football franchise is worth $1 billion at the very least.
You know that, and they know that.
Well. So, like, how? Like, I don't know if I'm more confused at why he's paying for pussy or how he managed to only spend $320 on it and get change back.
I'm done with you.
But Sosa said that, like, he had been, like, at a spa. Like, he was trying to get a happy ending. And they trapped him. That was the whole thing. He's trying to get a happy ending at a spa.
Yeah. What?
Oh, so she's getting way more money somewhere.
So they had to drop on him. So that $59...
She's a spy.
What? Like, so, $59 sounds like a regular price for a massage.
Right.
You pay for 59 minutes, you get the 60th free.
Are you a cop? Are you a cop?
Shit. He's like, no, I didn't say I'm a cop. I said, I'm a cop.
Yeah. Not saying we condone like what he did, you know, but it's just funny.
It's hilarious. Fuck the Patriots. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like, people prostitute, okay. Like, do what you do.
Get it how you live.
Like, people gotta live. Like, if that's your job of choice, okay, cool. But
why are you always shocked by this? It's like, these are rich people. This is what rich people do.
I mean, Robert Kraft do look like Bob Dole. I can see why she said no. Like, Bob Dole. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I'm laughing more at the comparison or the fact that you got that from Family Guy.
But any more thoughts on Robert Kraft?
Oh, man.
The master of his craft?
He's cheap.
That's
my only thought.
The only craft I acknowledge is macaroni and cheese.
That's him. Oh, cheese on sale so that he can make bail.
Yeah. Well, what a way to celebrate the Super Bowl by, you know.
Oh, what if he knew he was going to get caught?
Oh my god. Plot twist. That kiss that he gave Tom Brady was a kiss goodbye. He's like, all right, I'm fucked. Thanks for the sixth ring.
Yo. No. like, I love you, Tom. I love you too, Rob. Oh, come here, you.
Tom and Bob. Well, fuck the Patriots. I hope Tom Brady retires. I hope Bill Belichick retires. I hope Gronkowski retires. And I hope Robert Kraft beats the case and sells the team. And they change the team name. And they don't exist as the New England Patriots anymore. Fuck them.
Damn. He means this.
Oh, word. I mean,
he's an Eagles fan, so.
Yeah, I'm a football fan that's not from Boston. That means I hate the Patriots.
That when you said, when you was like, yo, let's go to fucking Boston for New Year's Eve, I was like, what?
But you have to remember, he likes the Celtics.
It's weird. It's complex, you know? Yeah. More on that later. And I'm a big Mark Wahlberg fan, but fuck it.
I was like, I'll be damned if I'm spending fucking this Eve with some Patriot fans at a fucking bar.
Might as well just watch the ball drop in your diaper. All right, that's what I heard. You had to wear a diaper to watch the ball drop in Times Square.
There's no bathroom anywhere.
If you.
That's why I'm never going to do it. Yeah. You see, I thought that was like a
New York tradition.
Only for the committed people.
It's a tourist fucking word commission.
And people who just move here and all that other bullshit. But anyway, I wouldn't do that unless I was like in one of the buildings at a party.
You guys want to know a fun fact? I wore a diaper when Obama got elected.
Oh, the inauguration?
Inauguration.
Okay, all right. It's fine to wear a diaper.
Did you use it? No.
Okay, cool.
I didn't have to.
Cool. Because nobody wants for emergencies. Nobody wants to see you do that wide leg jog.
There's mother.
Ew. It's all on me. Oh my god. Ew.
Oh, Shazam.
Oh, yeah. Shazam.
This is not really a fuck shit, but I kind of feel it's an April Fool's joke.
I would say it's just a farewell, right?
What?
Reggie Fils-Aimé, he's retiring from Nintendo. He's the president of Nintendo America. So whenever you hear "my body is Reggie," that's where it came from. Or the Reginator.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. They came up with a whole bunch of shit. Like, I think he was around since the early 90s.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah,
I mean.
So he created our childhood. This word,
he helped create it.
We owe it up to him,
along with Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't believe it for a second, unless
we'll see.
April 2nd comes around and they're like, "Well, he's still retiring." I'm like, "Oh shit, it's really happening!"
Wow, that's a long April Fool joke.
So
it's like, damn, y'all committed.
In April, we will update you.
Yes.
We shall. Said Reggie in my body. I'm like, no, I only smoked loud, nigga. the fly shit. We do have some fly shit.
Yes.
Just to make it quick, Colin Kaepernick had a collusion suit against the NFL. Mm-hmm. And basically saying that he was blackballed out of the NFL, he was unjustly not given a job, mm-hmm. and you know, that case is now closed. Mm-hmm. They reached a settlement. You know, this doesn't mean that he gets to play in the NFL again. He never was actually banned from the NFL legally, so he could always get a job with the NFL as long as there's a team that would sign him. Mm-hmm. But for all his pain and suffering, he reached a $60 to $80 million deal.
Seems about right.
Yeah. That's so
a pretty penny.
So between Nike, That man isn't hurting for anything. So, I think that's some fly shit. So, it's some fly ass shit. Snaps for the fly shit. Yeah. Another. Colin, don't go back to the NFL. Nope. Don't do it. Right. Don't go back to the AAF. Don't play any more football. Do what you have been doing for the past 2 years. Speak. Mm-hmm. Make changes. You inspired a lot of people. Continue to do that. I think that's your calling. I think you are way better at that than you are at football. You wasn't that bad at football either. Yeah. So,
I mean, whatever choice you do make, you know, it's, at the end of the day, it's your choice. But, you know, it's strongly advised. Like, you're better than that.
Yeah.
You're better than that. You're bigger than that.
Yeah. Like, he sold more jerseys after he was blackballed, and people just wanted to show support to Colin Kaepernick. So many Niners jerseys got bought after he started taking a knee, especially the Army Fatigue Colin Kaepernick jersey. That's because a lot of people felt like, you know, it was disrespectful to the flag, but all of the real Marines and all of the people, the real veterans who actually were there, all of them understood where he was coming from, and they showed their support buying that. So, yeah. I think that's some fly ass shit.
Yeah, definitely. I got some fly shit real quick.
Oh, yep. Go ahead.
Dominique's book is coming out on Wednesday.
Hey!
It's called Pink Canvas.
Nice.
And I will be buying you guys a few copies.
Okay.
Nice. Tell everybody where they can find them.
It is. Hold up. AfroSoFly.com. You can get your copy on there, and
I'm gonna put the link in the show notes.
Yep. Fly shit.
Snaps for the fly shit.
Hey,
more publication, more books.
Black businesses office. Matter.
Yes, they do. They all do.
Black biz matters.
Yep.
Oh, man, so I want to thank everybody for rocking with us tonight. Definitely check us out on Instagram, YouTube, Google Podcasts, iTunes, SoundCloud,
Cashbox.
Patreon. Listen, like, we'll get into it more next episode, but if everybody supported us on the Patreon, we will be able to do stuff we want to do with the podcast.
Yes. Yes. More video content, like behind the scenes stuff. Yep, all it takes is a donation. Yes. You get access to all of that.
Maybe some creative events.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Creativity.
You know? Help us help you.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of ideas for more content and stuff like that. And I mean, with your support, we can achieve all of our goals.
Yes.
Absolutely. So show that love, man. And this episode is sponsored by the Anchor app.
Pretty much.
Yeah, link is in the bio. And, check out for this episode. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, aka Nostalgic.
This is Steffi, Nomadic Goddess.
And it's Dre on motherfucking drums.
Yo.
Deuces. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.